Peace of Christ be with you. It's still going on, slavery. And if you would like to learn more about the issue and what you can do about it, we want to invite you tomorrow night here in Dibnit Chapel at 8 p.m. for a Slaves or Songs Against Slavery concert. It will be featuring our own Grace Theron, Andrew Rip, and Judah the Lion. You can get tickets online or at the door tomorrow, but we want to encourage you all to come out and learn more about this important issue. Now it's my great privilege to introduce a really good friend of mine, a friend of mine who lives down in Birmingham, Alabama. I told him, we're a people who live with 6 feet of snow drifts. He said, no, it's not possible. I said, no, you must come to see the snow drift, feel the cold, know what really strong people look and feel like. You need to know Hope College. So I invited my good friend, Mark Ginolette. He is a friend of mine from the University of St. Andrews. He teaches Old Testament at Beeson Theological Seminary in Birmingham, Alabama. And I contend he's one of my generation's brightest theological minds. And he is someone who deeply, deeply loves the church. As well as teaching Old Testament, he is also the canon theologian at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, which is a big fancy way to say he's a really cool Sunday school teacher. Would you give Mark Ginolette a warm Hope College welcome?
Thanks, brother. Good morning. Let's pray. Jesus, who else do we have to sing about but you? Even now, Lord, give us the words that save. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, greetings to you from Beeson Divinity School and Samford University. I was going to make funny comments about the weather, but I did see a palm tree yesterday, and it told me to tell you all hello. Now, in the South, if I can add to the stereotypes, we consider Willie Nelson one of our more able and articulate theologians. Few folks are more capable of soothing sin-sick souls than old Willie. So one of his more moving songs, a song that I'm embarrassed to say how often I listen to it, is called, I've Been Too Sick to Pray. I'm going to sing it for you. I'm joking. I'm going to read it to you. Here are the lyrics. I've been too sick to pray, Lord. That's why we ain't talked in a while. It's been some of them days, Lord, when I thought I was on my last smile. But I'm feeling okay, Lord, that's why I called you today. Never needed you more and would have called you before, but I've been too sick to pray. Remember the family, Lord, I know they'll remember you. In all of their prayers, Lord, they talk to you just like I do. Well, I reckon that's all, Lord. It's all I can think of to say. Thank you, my friend, I'll be calling again. When I'm not too sick to pray. Oh, Willie, so simple, so honest. How about you? You ever been too sick to pray? Are you too sick to pray? A few subjects pertaining to the Christian life are more burdensome and guilt-ridden than the subject matter of prayer. I'll certainly add my name to the list of Christians who struggle to come to terms with prayer. Meandering thoughts, flashing to-do lists, pressing emails, well, they all create a mental and a spiritual crowd too often too sick to pray. But Jesus, on the other hand, seems to be praying all the time. And after he had dismissed the crowd, Matthew tells us, he went up onto the mountain by himself to pray. And then when the evening came, he was all alone. Do you remember that strange scene in Luke's gospel, right at the beginning of the passion narratives, where Jesus breaks his conversation about the kingdom of God, and he stops mid-thought and says this, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to have you, to sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you that your faith might not fail. That scene's only recorded in Luke. And those two little verses, they shift tectonic plates. Can you imagine Peter's response? Thanks for the prayers, Lord. Come again. What was that first part about? Satan asked what? See, Peter knew his Job. He certainly knew it wasn't beyond God to say to Satan, have at him. But I prayed for you, Peter. I prayed for the resolve of your faith. I interceded for you. Peter, you're going to be okay. And when this whole ordeal is all over, Peter, come back and strengthen your brothers. See, Jesus prays in John's Gospel too. In the section often referred to by scholars as the farewell discourse, or what I like to refer to as Jesus breaks the bad news, I'm leaving.
Right.
In this farewell discourse, the shape of John's Gospel is moving somewhere, like a wave that in the ocean that's building and building till it crests and then spills over, releasing its pressure. The discourse is moving. In John 14, Jesus tells his disciples not to be troubled, he's leaving, but the Spirit's gonna come. In chapter 15, he tells them, I'm the vine, you're the branches, remain in me and you'll bear a lot of fruit. In John 16, Jesus tells them some hard news. The world, those principalities that set themselves up over against me and my kingdom, they hated me. And guess what? They're gonna hate you too. This section is a fasten your seatbelts, please. The turbulence is on us. But as these chapters build and move, they crest to the final chapter of the discourse, chapter 17. The wave now releases at this point. When Jesus, John 17, 1 says, had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he said, the farewell discourse moves us toward the reality that Jesus prays. He prays for his disciples. He prays for himself. And surprise of surprise, the night before Jesus dies, he prays for you. I pray not only for these, Lord, but for those who will believe on me through their word. And then in the next chapter, Jesus is in the passion. If I can slip into theological speak for a second. The last act of Jesus' obedient life for me. He died my death, yes, and he lived my life. The last act of Jesus' obedient life for me was that he prayed. He prayed. I mean, what a holy place in the Bible this is. The veil is lifted for a moment and we're allowed to actually peer in to an act of inter-Trinitarian divine communication. Jesus, by the Spirit, praying to the Father. Our shoes should probably come off. And not only is John 17 recording a historical moment in the life of Jesus, it certainly is doing this, but its signification goes beyond that and witnesses to what Jesus does even now in his exalted state before the throne. In other words, part of Jesus' isness, part of his being is that right now, fully God, fully man, before the Father, by the Spirit, he's praying for you. Jesus prays for you. He doesn't sit idly in heaven. But he prays, he intercedes, and he knows your name. I cannot begin to tell you the profound impact this simple truth of the Christian faith has had on my own spiritual life. I had no idea back 10 years ago when this first began to settle in on me what life in God's providence had in store. Surprising joys and knee-weakening sorrow. Energy and lethargy, clarity and confusion. And in the gamut of these lived experiences, often the simple prayer that flows off of my lips is, Jesus, please pray for me. Jesus, pray for my wife. Jesus, pray for my boys. Jesus, pray for my oldest son, William. He lacks self-awareness in this area. Jesus, pray for my pastor. Jesus, remember your church. In your mercy, Lord, hear my prayer. I went to a college back in the day that had chapel every day. And I remember various preachers telling us how they remember when they were young and blah, blah, blah. I found it all rather patronizing. So I'm not going to do that to you this morning. But some of you are experiencing the hard angles of life right now, maybe just in midterms. Others of you will meet them more fully in the future. The texture of your lives is all before you. And I want you to know something this morning. I want you to know when you're standing in a cemetery and the timing seems all off. When relational expectations clash head on with the fact that you're still a sinner. And when hope yields to discouragement. When you're too sick to pray. Even there, Jesus is waiting for you and he'll be praying. Father, send these friends off with your blessing. Seal these things in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.